All right, it is 7 o'clock, and we're live on Facebook. We got the recording going, so I'm going to start our meeting. I'm calling to order the July 23rd, 2020 regular meeting of council. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Please make sure, once again, we are on Zoom meetings. We are being recorded. There is no sharing of screens allowed, and there is no chat box available as well. If you could all make sure that you have your phones muted when you're not speaking, that would be appreciated. And I will ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Sure. Councilman Fellows?
Present.
Council President Hallam?
Present.
Councilman Dremiskovich?
Present.
Council Vice President Klein?
Present.
Councilman Kinect?
Present.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Can't hear you, Tanya.
I'm present.
Thank you.
Councilman Zagaric?
Present.
All right. The next order of business is council correspondence. Do we have any questions or comments on any of the correspondence in the record? Okay. Then we will move on to public portion number one. This is an opportunity for the public to address council concerning anything pertaining to tonight's agenda. Just remember to please state your name and address for the record. Again, those of you who are on their PC, you can move your cursor around. You see participants, and if you open that box and hover over your name, you should see raise hand somewhere on there. If you're on a phone, then star nine, it will raise your hand, and star six will mute and unmute you if you decide to use that function. Otherwise, you can use your phone's mute. And with that, I will open up public portion at 7:02 p.m. Okay, I don't see anyone for public portion, so we will close public portion at 7:03 p.m. The next order of business is the mayor's report. Mayor Gardner.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. And of course, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I've tried to work it in liberally to the report tonight, so.
Appreciate that.
As was the case earlier this month, I have to report the last 2 weeks have brought another significant increase in new cases of COVID-19 to the city. We're currently at 77 confirmed cases, up from 52 roughly 2 weeks ago. Additionally, as everyone knows, or hopefully knows, as of about an hour ago, the statewide mask order went into effect. A couple of things you should know about the mask order in Lake County. And, you know, statewide, but first, you know, the order requires that all individuals in Ohio wear facial coverings in public at all times when they're at an indoor location that's not a residence. If they're outdoors, but they're unable to maintain 6 foot social distancing from people who are not household members, or if they are waiting for riding, driving, or operating public transportation, including taxis, car sharing services, buses, et cetera. Exceptions to the order are, it only applies to those 10 years of age or older. It does not apply if you have a medical condition or a disability or to people who are communicating with someone with a disability. It does not apply to those who are exercising actively or actively playing sports. It does not apply to those officiants at a religious service. Does not apply to those who are actively involved in public safety work, and does not apply to those who are actively eating or drinking. Here's the important part for Lake County. If members of the public do want to register complaints, the method to do that is not through the local police. Do not call 911, please, with any issues about mask order. Call the Lake County General Health District hotline or report it through their website. Just the same as we've done with the businesses reopening, this is the same procedure. The website is www.lcghd.org. Their phone number is 440-350-4357. The health commissioner and as well as the police department and I all urge you to voice concerns if you have them, but not to use local 911 to do it. Keep those lines open for our first responders for critical emergencies. Go to that website or go to the hotline if you have compliance complaints about the mask order. I strongly urge everyone, hopefully cases will drop with this coming into effect, but please continue to follow all health department suggestions and guidelines for your safety and the safety of others and help stop the spread of the virus. As we've been discussing, please let my office know if anyone has suggestions for use of our CARES Act funding. We've had several come in and hope for more. Some other quick notes on city business. The Lake County Board of Elections now has absentee ballot applications available. If residents plan to vote absentee specifically, we will hopefully after tonight be able to place our road levy on the ballot, the renewal. This is the time. Go ahead, put in for your application so they can send it to you when it's available. Our labor union negotiations are continuing. We've had two productive meetings with each of the labor unions and have additional meetings coming up in the next few weeks. Weather permitting, street rehab for Evergreen, Beach Hills, and Greylock will begin next week. The contractor will work to avoid disruptions of access and help on trash pickup day, etc. Residents should have received notices outlining the process in their mailboxes. And everyone's cooperation is appreciated while we're doing this important updating to our roads. Pete's going to provide another update on progress for the Rockefeller Road project and how we'd like to proceed during the August recess. The 2020 sewer rehab project has started, progressing well. Hopefully it will be wrapped up in the next few weeks. With respect to yard waste, Republic has notified us there are several folks who are unsatisfied with having it added to their bill. This is a group effort. The reason we have a good price and it's not higher is that the city contracts as a group. This was added, pursuant to the legislation. We understand not everybody likes it, but Republic will take action if you're not paying your bill. So please, as I've spoken with many residents, I know some people who did not expect to use it have found uses. I suggest everyone, take the year. We'll be reviewing it again, but try to take a look and see if you can find ways to make it helpful. We have received several applications for the Planning Commission Architectural Review Board. They all came in after the deadline, but I have passed those that we've received off to the chair and vice chair for their review and their thoughts and suggestions. And I appreciate everyone who's applied there. On behalf of Councilman Klein, our favorite council, Walker Safety, also on behalf of my neighbor, a longtime neighbor, Don Akins, who believes in the importance of Walker Safety. As a reminder, please wear visible clothing. Lots of folks are out. It's a good time to be out and about in the city, but please wear visible clothes, bright color safety vests when you're walking, and also if you're biking in our community. Help everyone. We'll start to be moving. By the time we get together next in September, it'll start to be getting dark earlier. So please, I thought that was an important safety tip that they asked me to pass along. My sympathies to the families of Michael Rako, Lisa D'Angelo, Shirley Andrusak, and Michael Dugas on their passing. I'd like to pass along one more note of thanks again to Christina Luciano Welsh and all the residents who provided meals and other signs of appreciation to our safety forces this month. In speaking to them, it is very much appreciated. So thank you very much to everybody who took time to support our safety forces during July. Our Senior of the Day program is continuing. If there's a senior that you'd like to nominate, again, please contact my office. There are lots of great seniors out there, and we'd like to make sure that we give all a chance to be recognized as the city's Senior of the Day. Upcoming events, Garage Sale Day will be August 1st, and then the city's second Shred Day of the summer will be Saturday, August 8th from 9 to noon at City Hall. And I'm sure Gloria and the service folks who are running that would appreciate it if any city council members wanted to come up and help talk to residents as they're dropping things off, help the line go through a little bit faster for them. So that concludes my report. Mr. President, thank you. And again, happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any questions for the mayor this evening?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Councilman Jarmuszkiewicz, go ahead.
Out of the extra new cases of the COVID reported in our city or Lake County, do you know how many of them were required hospitalization?
They do not. They do not tell us that. We're just told it's a breakdown that's by age group. Fortunately, I can report we've had nobody pass away from it in Willoughby Hills, but it's just by age group. And then the safety forces are provided with addresses to put in computer dispatch, so they're aware if they're dispatched to a location that has it. But other than that, we don't get any of the information as to who's hospitalized.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions for the mayor this evening?
Mr. Mayor.
Councilwoman Fellows, go ahead.
Also condolences to Millie Criz's family. Lynn Drive, formerly of Lynn Drive, her former husband, they were married over 50 years. Al Criz was our former fire chief. So her wake is tomorrow evening and Saturday, if anybody's interested in stopping by for her children. And of course, her former son-in-law was Rich Harmon as well. And question for you or either for Pete. So in Sunday's paper was a proposal from NOAACA on the 271 White Road full interchange. If someone could speak to that, if they have any information more at this time, that would be appreciated.
Thank you, Nancy. Where would the calling hours be? You mentioned they were tomorrow.
Yeah, so they're at DeJohn's on Chardon Road from, I think, 5 to 8 tomorrow evening, and then 9:30 to 10:30 for the service on Saturday morning.
Okay. And I haven't received anything directly about White Road. I'll defer to Pete if he's got anything.
Thank you.
Okay. Then we will move on to the Law Director's Report. Mr. Lucas.
Thank you, Council President. I didn't realize it was your birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
I only wish I could bring Marilyn Monroe to sing to you, but I can't. The one thing that's probably at the everyone's mind is the recent result of the new pandemic order, and that I did send an issue punch list over to the mayor this afternoon. The Ohio Municipal Attorneys Association is sort of crystallized at least seven issues in terms of mask wearing and appointment and enforcement largely. And I know the mayor has been in contact with other communities regarding the enforcement issue, which is causing, it'd be less than honest if I didn't say it was causing a great deal of consternation in that. So we're supposed to receive tomorrow somewhat of a more expansive overview of what the communities are going to be required to do regarding the wearing of masks, number one, what's public versus private, and then more importantly, the enforcement component of it as well. So I'll provide the mayor with a copy and also Chief Collins with a copy of that once there seems to be some consensus among the lawyers involved in that entity in that. Other than that, I don't have anything to report in terms of conclusions. There's several ongoing things I'm working on with the finance director and that. So I'm open for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lucas. Any questions for the law director this evening?
Mr. President?
Yes, Mayor Gardner.
Yeah, just to the law director's point, we're getting quite a bit of suggested guidance, as you can imagine, from many different constituencies on enforcement of the mask order. It's being shared with the police. Chief Collins and his command staff are reviewing it. We're also passing along, this is something that the mayors and managers in the county have discussed regularly for the last several weeks. All that information that Mr. Lucas is sending, plus things from the mayors and managers in the county, plus the police chiefs in the county and statewide, it's all being shared with the police, and they will take into account what they need to. But again, the most important thing, if you have a complaint, send it through the health department. They'll involve the police if it's necessary. No 911 for masks.
Thank you. Any other questions for the law director? All right, then we will move on to the finance director's report. Mr. Berkacek, go ahead.
Okay, well, I would request passage of Ordinance 2020-37, which is placing the renewal of the road levy on the ballot. The road levy is critical to financing the city's future road improvement programs. So it's important that we get this onto the ballot, and important for the voters to support this. I would also request passage of Ordinance 2020-43, which is establishing the Coronavirus Relief Fund, and that's to account for the receipt and expenditure of the $532,000 that we reported in the previous meetings the city's received from the federal government through the state and through the county for coronavirus relief programs. By the terms of the grant, we're required to establish a separate special revenue fund. And because the grant does require this, the establishment of the fund doesn't require audit or state approval. Because of the timing of the money, I would request that this, in the fact that we've already received the money, I would request that this ordinance be passed on first reading. Also, the Ordinance 2020-44 is the companion to that, which is appropriating the relief funding for expenditure once a plan of action is adopted. As far as I would give you a brief income tax update, through 7 months, we are approximately $650,000 behind the 7 month total for 2019, and that would put us approximately at that point $765,000 behind what we budgeted for 2020. Looking at the daily collections so far this month, we are actually $186,000 ahead of where we were through the same point last year, which would put us year to date through mid July, $466,000 behind last year's actual, and $580,000 what we had budgeted. It's encouraging to note, July 15th was the filing deadline, the revised filing deadline for this year, and as opposed to the normal years when it's normally April 15th, the daily collections since the 15th have picked up significantly. So as we noted earlier, it's really going to take us several more months before we have a good idea of what the financial impact of the coronavirus is going to be on our income tax receipts. And other than that, I have nothing else to report.
Thank you, Mr. Berkacek. Questions for the finance director this evening?
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Fellows, go ahead.
Mr. Berkacek, so from our meeting on Monday, we know that we will waive the three readings on Ordinance 2020-43, but since 44 is the companion, do you look for council to waive the three readings on that one as well, since they're paired?
Yeah, I would request that that we waive the three readings rule on that, so we can get the programs going up and running as quickly as possible. What I didn't mention tonight, but it did mention last week, is that we have a very hard deadline of, I believe it's December 28th, to expend the money. So the quicker we can, especially since council doesn't meet again until September, the quicker we can, we can start. And technically, we can't technically spend the money without an appropriation. So I would, would request that to be passed, that it also be passed on first reading.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any other questions for the finance director? Okay. Then we will move on to the city engineer's report. Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Mr. President. In response to Mrs. Fellows, I was not contacted by NOAACA about the potential interchange at 271 and White Road, but I did just find the article on cleveland.com from a few days ago, and it looks like they did discuss a potential interchange at their last board meeting on July 14th. So I will investigate that further. We are continuing to work on the Corp 90 sanitary force main project. We're on schedule and hope to go out to bid in mid to late August. We're also working on the Rockefeller Road resurfacing project. And our goal would be to go out to bid in August and have a contractor selected and ready for approval at your first meeting in September when you return. The only wild card is we are still waiting for an official agreement from Ohio Public Works. So hopefully we get that in August and are able to approve that also at your first meeting in September. So at that meeting, we would be looking for approval of the grant with Ohio Public Works, as well as awarding the construction contract. That's really our only hope of getting the project done in 2020. If those items don't line up, then the project would push to spring of 2021. And that concludes my report. I'm open to questions.
Thank you, Mr. DeFranco. Ms. Councilwoman Fellows, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So Pete, thanks for the feedback on White Road. It was like the plain dealer on Sunday with a bunch of other things. So we'll see where that goes. The other question I have, and I'm not sure if it's the appropriate time to do it or not, but have noticed that now Mr. Belich's trucks are going down Hayes Road to bring fill from that side of the property or his other property. That road is certainly not in a type of, I think, structure as Chardon Road is. So I would just have concerns for the resident on Hayes for what's going to happen to their street. And is the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA know that he's going from the other end now?
We did talk to him when we were made aware that he's driving down Hayes Road. That's for a house that he's building, or one of his employees is building. And although our residential streets are load restricted, there are exemptions, such as for, you know, someone's building a house or getting a delivery. They're just load restricted for pass-through traffic. And as far as Army Corps or EPA aware of his house project on Hayes Road, he did obtain the permits. Although he isn't required to get a permit from either of those for the house project.
I know trees too. We just had a resident on Fowler have three major maple trees taken. So, you know, those trucks were heavy too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for the city engineer this evening? Okay. Then we will move on to committee reports. Are there any committee reports this evening? Or subcommittee?
Mr. Chairman.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper, go ahead.
Council President, I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Happy birthday.
I
have a report from the Planning and Zoning. We had a meeting on July 16th. The architectural board portion of the meeting, we approved a shed at 2466 River Road. We approved an in-ground pool at 2539 Maple Hill Road. We approved a detached garage at 358 51 Maple Grove Road. We approved a brand new single family home at 2823 Stark Drive. And also, we approved a storage addition to the new business on Chardon Road called The Vault. And that's 27700 Chardon Road. During the planning portion of the meeting, we approved a split lot at Lohman's, or the Shops of Willoughby Hills, and that's between the NTB and the police substation. So basically they were a conjoined lot and they split it and made them separate private entities. So that was the end of that. And then also Chairman Tom Elliott is organizing a committee or a meeting to update the master plan. And I know I've seen some dates flying around and I'm sure something will be available for everyone soon. And that's the end of that. I do have a whisper subcommittee report also.
Go ahead.
The whisper subcommittee has finished. Yay. It's achieved its objective, which was to put guardrails around the program, to provide full transparency, oversight, and basically get back to helping our seniors. The guideline booklet is complete. After several revisions and reviews, we think it's a good deal and ready to go. The cover is a beautiful picture of the Pleasant Valley Bridge, thanks to Mr. Sahula. There will be a banner announcing Whisper's return. It'll go up in front of the community center next week. So we should be open for business on August 1st. I am recommending that the Whisper Committee hold a meeting next week or sometime soon in order to establish their workflows, since we're opening up in a week. I'm happy to report that the Whisper Committee is taking shape. Officer Craig Anderson has agreed to be the representative for the police department. Chief Gandy has volunteered to represent the fire department. Mark Grubis from service. And I understand that there are several applications coming in for resident volunteers. So it's taking shape. I think it's well on its way. And I will finish this portion of my report in new business. And that concludes my report, and I stand for questions.
Great. Thank you, Councilwoman Taylor-Draper. Any questions for Councilwoman Taylor-Draper?
Mr. Councilman, President.
Okay, Councilman Zagarek, go ahead.
Yeah, this would probably be for Ms. Taylor-Draper and maybe Mr. DeFranco, too. On the buildings that were approved, are there any fees associated with that construction?
Mr. DeFranco, I know that there are permit fees, yes.
Yeah, the city charges zoning permit fees, and then there's also building code fees that the county charges.
There's not like a fee for a swimming pool, you know, whether it's out of ground or in ground, or a fee for an outbuilding based on square footage?
No, they're just flat fees. Like, I believe a shed is like $75. Swimming pool is like $75. Most of them are either $50 or $75.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Tanya.
Sure. Thank you. Anyone else?
Mr. President?
Mr. Mayor, go ahead.
Just one other thing. We are fortunate in Lake County to have the County Planning Commission, and I've been able to talk to them, and under their charter, they provide all the communities in Lake County with up to 24 hours of service a year to assist with planning matters. So although we weren't able, you know, to engage a private firm because of budget constraints to help with the master plan, we have asked the County Planning Commission to assist with master plan by sort of stacking our 24 hours from this year to between, you know, whenever Mr. Elliott and his team are ready and the end of the year, and then stack the 24 hours for next year at the front end of the year. So they will be able to provide some substantial assistance in this and hopefully help us get a good, strong master plan going into next year. I'm also planning to have a charter review commission put together. Charter review commission serve until the next general election. So hopefully be able to appoint them in November after the election, and then get them started in case there's any issues that arise in connection with the master development plan that might involve the charter as well. So just a couple of things going together there, and certainly we'll be looking to council to make suggestions for charter review commission members as we move into the mid-fall and late fall. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Mr. President?
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
The Recreation Commission, just to note, the garage sale registrations are due by tomorrow for the August 1st garage sale. And also the Recreation Commission is looking to team up with Emerald Glen for a book bag giveaway on August 15th from 9 to 1 on Saturday. This will be for like underprivileged kids or kids that are in need of book bags and school supplies. They're going to be handing them out from the parking lot. I will ask for a declaring a public purpose in new business. Other than that, that's what I have for now.
Thank you, Councilman Jarmuskavich. Anyone else have any reports for this evening? Okay.
Mr. President?
Councilman Zagaric, go ahead.
I did have one thought when Mayor Gardner spoke about a charter review commission. We might want to have American Legal Publishing look at the dates of our ordinances as they went to be finalized. So it only seems to be updated possibly to August of 2016. I know you and I discussed it in the past.
Right. Yeah, that's something we probably need to have. I think Mr. Lucas has been looking at that as well, and or Mr. Lobey.
And Mr. President?
Yes, Mayor Gardner.
I'll take that one as well. We are planning to do a codification. My office is putting together a memo to all the department heads in the council to start looking through our ordinances to see if there's anything that does need to be cleaned up. You know, things that are on the books, you always hear strange stories about communities way out east that still limit the number of sheep on the village green to one per resident or something like that. And while I don't think we have too many of those hanging around, you know, we're going to be asking all the department heads and other interested parties to take a look through so that we could take action to clean that up at the same time as we're updating things that have been passed since then. You know, there is some expense to it. So, you know, we're trying to look to see, you know, how we can best do that strategically, maybe split it between this year and next year. But certainly Councilman Zagaric is right. It's one of the things that I inherited, and we're just trying to find the right timing.
Thank you, Mayor Gardner. All right, next is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business this evening? Okay, then we will move on to legislation. The first order of business under legislation is Ordinance 2020-37. Mm-hmm. Clerk, if you could please read the caption.
Ordinance 2020-37 amended, an ordinance providing for the submission to the electors of the City of Willoughby Hills a renewal of an existing 2.5 mil levy in excess of the 10 mil limitation at the general election to be held on November 3rd, 2020 for the construction, reconstruction, resurfacing and repair of streets, roads, bridges, and the replacement and repair of necessary road equipment and machinery, including but not limited to materials, labor, and facilities in the City of Willoughby Hills, and declaring an emergency.
And again, this is for the renewal of our road levy. It is not, there's no increase, it is a straight renewal. What are the wishes of council?
Mr. President?
Councilman Jarmuskavich.
I make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2020-37.
As amended?
Second. Sorry.
Who was the second? Oh, thank you, Dan. Councilman Connect. Okay, I have a motion from Councilman John Miscavige and a second from Councilman Connect to adopt Ordinance 2020-37. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Sakir?
Yes.
Ordinance 2020-37 as amended has been adopted. The next ordinance is 2020-39. Clerk, please read the caption.
Ordinance 2020-39, an ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a document management agreement with ComDoc for the lease of 5 new Xerox copy devices and managed print service for the city of Willoughby Hills, rescinding conflicting legislation and declaring an emergency.
And what are the wishes of council?
Mr. President.
Council Vice President Klein.
motion to adopt ordinance 2020-39.
Second.
I have a motion from Council Vice President Klein, a second from Councilwoman Taylor Draper to adopt ordinance 2020-39. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. President.
Council Vice President Klein, go ahead.
Just wanted to remind or tell everyone that this ordinance underlying lease will be saving the city almost $6,000 a year. And the 5 pieces of equipment under lease, all new equipment, will be replacing 5 existing used pieces of equipment.
Thank you, Council Vice President Klein. Any other comments, questions? Okay, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Sakaric?
Yes.
Ordinance 2020-39 has been adopted. The next is Ordinance 2020-41. Clerk, please read the caption.
Ordinance 2020-41, an ordinance authorizing the temporary enforcement abeyance of the City of Willoughby Hills Codified Ordinance Chapter 1103.02 Definition and Chapter 1137.02 Lowercase D Commercial Zoning District during the current stay at home and stay safe orders for a period of time not to exceed 18 months.
And this will remain on first reading. The next is Ordinance 2020-42. Clerk, please read the caption.
Ordinance 2020-42, an ordinance waiving the stipulation as set forth in Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 5, Administrative, Chapter 157, General Employment Provisions, Section 157.05F, parentheses F, close parentheses, vacations of the codified ordinance of the City of Willoughby Hills to allow Chief Robert Gandy to carry over 41 and one half hours of vacation time and declaring an emergency.
And this too will remain on first reading. The next ordinance is 2020-43. Clerk, please read the caption.
Ordinance 2020-43, an ordinance amending Part 1, Administrative Code, Title 5, Administrative, Chapter 135, Department of Finance, by the addition of new Section 135.36, Coronavirus Relief Special Revenue Fund, to the codified ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills and declaring an emergency.
Again, this is the ordinance that creates the special revenue fund that's required by accepting the funds. What are the wishes of council?
Mr. President.
Councilman Jarmuskovich.
I'd like to make a motion to waive the 3 reading rule on Ordinance 2020-43.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Jarmuskovich and a second from Councilwoman Fellows to waive the 3 reading rule on Ordinance 2020-43. Is there any discussion on the motion to waive the reading rule, the 3 reading? Seeing none, clerk, please read the, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
Councilman Sakaric?
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived for ordinance 2020-43.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Move to adopt ordinance 2020-43.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Fellows and a second from Councilman Jarmuskovich to adopt ordinance 2020-43. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, clerk, please read, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Sakaric?
Yes.
Ordinance 2020-43 has been adopted. Next is ordinance 2020-44. Clerk, if you could please read the caption.
Ordinance 2020-44, an ordinance amending section 1 of the ordinance number 2020-15 to comply with state budgetary laws requiring municipalities to maintain positive account balances throughout the year by providing for 2020 operating budget revisions, specifically for the Coronavirus Relief Fund, Special Revenue Fund, and the repealing conflicting legislation.
And again, this is to allow us to actually spend the money that was provided through the grant. What are the wishes of council?
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Move to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2020-44.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Fellows and a second from Councilman Kinect to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2020-44. Is there any discussion on the motion to waive? Okay. Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
Councilman Sakaric?
Yes.
Ordinance 2020-44 has been adopted. Next
no.
is re-
No, Mr. President.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you. The three reading rule has been waived on ordinance 2020-44.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
Move to adopt ordinance 2020-44.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Fellows and a second from Councilman Zagaric to adopt ordinance 2020-44. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Sakir?
Yes.
Now ordinance 2020-44 has been adopted. Moving on then to resolution 2020-06. Clerk, please read the caption.
Resolution 2020-06, a resolution declaring the city of Willoughby Hills stand against racism and the desired establishment of Begin the Conversation organization in the city.
Okay. And what are the wishes of council?
Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I make a motion to waive the three reading rule and adopt resolution 2020-06.
You can only do one thing at a time, Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I'm sorry.
Just the waiving.
I make a motion to waive the three reading rule for resolution number 2020-06.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper and a second from Council Vice President Klein to waive the three reading rule on resolution 2020-06. Is there any discussion on the motion to waive? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll, please.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskavage?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Connect?
Yes.
Councilman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
Councilman Sakir?
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived on resolution 2020-06.
Council President?
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I make a motion to adopt resolution number 2020-06.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper and a second from Councilman Connect to adopt resolution 2020-06. And I would like to ask Councilwoman Taylor Draper to read the resolution, please.
Whereas the city of Willoughby Hills relishes a richly diverse community, and whereas the leaders of our community support and embrace racial differences, and whereas we recognize that many of our citizens are plagued by racism in their daily lives, and whereas we declare racism to be a scourge upon our city and our nation and our world, and whereas the mayor's office and his administrative staff, this council, the members of the city's police, fire, and service departments, and all citizens of Willoughby Hills hereby denounce any and all forms of racism. We are committed to call racism out and eliminate it from our community. And whereas we strive to create and to maintain an environment in our community where all races feel welcomed and respected. Whereas we encourage open and honest conversations about race that will welcome various viewpoints of individuals with differences to find common ground and thereby enable all citizens to live in peace and harmony. Whereas we recognize and applaud the purpose and efforts of Begin the Conversation established several years ago in Lake County. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Council of the City of Willoughby Hills of Lake County, State of Ohio, that Section 1, the Council of the City of Willoughby Hills hereby calls for the establishment of a Begin the Conversation organization in our city and to include members of the Lake County organization, the Lake County branch of the NAACP, religious leaders, citizens of all ethnicities and interests in our city, as well as our elected officials and members of our safety forces to hereby come together for the purposes to eliminate racism, promote inclusivity, and celebrate diversity. Section 2, the actions of this council concerning and relating to the passage of this legislation were adopted in an open meeting of this council, and that all deliberations of this council and of any of its committees that resulted in a formal action were held in compliance with all legal requirements, including Chapter 107 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Willoughby Hills. Section 3, this resolution shall be in full force and effect at the earliest time permitted by law.
Thank you, Councilwoman Taylor Draper. Is there any comments or questions with regard to Resolution 2020-06?
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
So there is no emergency tag on this, so it will not go into effect for 30 days.
Does someone want to amend the resolution?
We already have a second.
Mr. Lucas, what would be the protocol here?
Well, it hasn't been called a vote yet.
No.
You can make a motion to amend to add an emergency provision on it.
Okay.
Council President?
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I make a motion to amend resolution number 2020-06 to include, declaring an emergency. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly the emergency tag.
The emergency tag to the resolution.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper, and I'm sorry, I missed who the second was from. Okay, Councilman Connect, to add the emergency tag to Resolution 2020-06. Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilwoman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jaramaskavich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Zagir?
Yes.
The ordinance 2020-06 has been amended to add the emergency tag.
Mr. President?
Councilman Jaramaskavich.
I'd like to make a motion to pass resolution 2020-06 as amended.
A second.
I have a motion from Councilman Jaramaskavich and a second from Councilwoman Taylor Draper to adopt resolution 2020-06 as amended. Is there any comment or question on the motion?
Council President?
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I would like to say, in the spirit of this resolution, I would like to give my condolences to the family, friends, and admirers on the passing of Congressman John Lewis. A great
Absolutely.
American.
Agreed. And he changed the world.
Had it not been for his courage 55 years ago, I wouldn't be sitting here today. So I praise him. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mr. President?
Mr. Mayor?
Just the procedural thing. I think there was an initial motion. You might ask, I think, and Councilwoman Fellows is nodding. Maybe the initial motion and its second be withdrawn.
Yes.
I think that should do it.
I think you're right. So Councilwoman, I think Taylor Draper, I think you did the initial motion for the original resolution. So we need you to withdraw that. And actually, we need the second to withdraw. Was that Councilman Vice President Klein? Were you the second?
Okay, so I withdraw my motion to adopt resolution 2020-06.
I withdraw the second on that original motion.
Thank you. Is that sufficient, Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Then
Mr.
Clerk,
President?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Just I'll throw my two cents in on this too. I really think this is just an outstanding effort on all of council to address a timely issue from Mrs. Fellows, bringing forward the idea and then everyone else getting in and contributing to it. So I just really appreciate it. I try to stay back when council generates its own resolutions. I think, I'm the executive branch here, the legislative, but I think this is just, it's outstanding work by all, and thank you.
Agreed. I appreciate everyone that worked together to make this come to this final form. So thank you, everyone. Okay, clerk, please call the roll, please.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jaramaskavich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Zakir?
Yes.
Resolution 2020-06 as amended has been adopted. The next order of business is new business.
Mr. President?
Councilman Jaramaskavich.
We've talked a lot about in the past about reaching out to city businesses and see what struggles they have and what we can do to make things work better for them. I'd like to make a motion to establish a subcommittee for businesses engagement and have Mr. Klein as the subcommittee chairman with his experience in business and his being retired, he has time to spend more during the day with it. I wish all council would be involved with it to participate, go out, engage the community, and see what we can do for our businesses to make things better in our city.
Okay.
So I second the motion.
Great. Thank you. I have a motion from Councilman Jaramaskavich and a second from Councilwoman Taylor Draper to establish a subcommittee for business engagement with Council Vice President Klein as the committee chair to later select two other members to round out the committee, but also always including all of council and the administration really in any of efforts that go forward in that committee. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jaramaskavich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Zakir?
Yes.
The motion passes. A subcommittee for business engagements has been created, and Councilman Klein will be the chairperson and will contact two others to be his committee members, and then we'll make sure everyone else is engaged and involved and is notified of any meetings or any events planned. Councilwoman Taylor Draper, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to nominate also Vice President Michael Klein to serve as council rep for the Whisper Committee.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Taylor Draper and a second from Councilman Jarmuskavich to appoint Council Vice President Klein as the council representative to the Whisper Commission. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none.
Is that because Mr. Klein's the most senior on council?
Is that a jab?
No, but that's a great representative then.
No comment.
Mr. President.
Council Vice President Klein.
I originally was under the impression that if I became council rep, I wouldn't have to volunteer for any work. But now I found out that doesn't get me out of it, that I still have to be a volunteer.
Correct.
That's right. Okay. Clerk, if you'd please call the roll.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskavich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Zakaric?
Yes.
The motion passes. Council Vice President is the council representative for the Whisper Committee, Commission. Any other new business?
Council President.
Councilman Zakaric, go ahead.
I had an opportunity yesterday to stop by City Hall and listen to about a two-hour webinar with Gloria Majeski, and it dealt with the use of the coronavirus funds. It was very interesting and very informative. They had a gentleman there from Summit County, Mr. Brian Nelson, who gave a pretty good overview about how that county is using coronavirus funds. And there were some other areas, a couple of rural areas that were discussing it as well. It's supposed to be on grants.ohio.gov by tomorrow. And I know I'm going to listen to it at least one or two more times. It might cause us to convene again, in the next few weeks, depending on, what Mayor Gardner wants to do and what council may want to do with some of the funds. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Any other new business?
Mr. President?
Council Vice President Klein.
Could Councilman Zagarek repeat that address?
Grants.ohio.gov. And this has all come about because I've been going to the coronavirus relief funds website, which has a separate section for municipalities even. So anything that, you want to look at is on there.
Thank you, Councilman Garrick. Appreciate that.
Mr. President?
You're welcome.
Yes, Mayor Gardner.
Yeah, Gloria is monitoring that as well, and it's going to send a link around to everybody, council members and department heads, when it comes online. So.
Perfect. Okay.
Mr. President.
Councilwoman Fellows.
I move to have council have an August recess, unless, of course, something urgent comes up, until our next regular September 10th, 2020 council meeting.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilwoman Fellows and a second from Councilman Jarmuskavage to recess council for August unless something comes up that requires us to meet. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskavage?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Zagarek?
Yes.
The motion passes. Council will be on August recess, unless, of course, something comes up that requires us to meet. Next, is there any other new business before I move on?
Mr. President?
Councilman Jarmuskavage.
I'd like to declare a public purpose for the book bag giveaway on August 15th at Emerald Glen with the Rec Commission and Emerald Glen Title Agency.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Jarmuskavage and a second from Councilwoman Fellows to declare August 15th book bag giveaway at Emerald Glen Title a public purpose. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskavage?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Kinect?
Yes.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Zakarik?
Yes.
Motion passes to declare August 15th a public purpose for the book bag giveaway at Emerald Glen Title in cooperation with the Recreation Commission. All right, if there is no other new business, we will move on to public portion number two. This is an opportunity for the public to address council with any comments or issues or concerns. Again, please make sure you raise your hand and you'll be acknowledged, and then please state your name and address for the record. And I will open up public portion at 8.02 p.m. First hand I see is Mrs. Ming. Go ahead, Jenna. We can't hear you, Jenna. Jenna, we cannot hear you. You know what, we'll move on. We're going to move on. We'll come back to you if that gets fixed, Jenna. We can't hear you. Next, I have Linda Fulton. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, I was wondering, does council have
Linda, for the record, your name and address, please.
Oh, Linda Fulton, 2990 Markham.
Thank you.
Advisory board, and I know there hasn't been any report, and I was just wondering if they are meeting.
Linda, you cut out at the very beginning. Which advisory board were you asking about?
Airport.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. I see Mr. Fellows. Go ahead.
Dale Fellows, 2812 Fowler Drive. I want to thank the mayor for bringing up the absentee ballot applications that are available at the Board of Elections. Just wanted to bring folks a couple other dates to be aware of. October 6th is the beginning of early voting, absentee voting. Folks can vote either by mail at that time. So that's about that's when the ballots will be first sent out. So if you apply now, you won't be getting a ballot until it's mailed on October 6th. But you can also come to the Board of Elections during regular business hours if you prefer to vote starting on October 6th. And there'll be the last two weekends. You'll have the opportunity to vote then too at the Board of Elections if you so choose. House Bill 680 is in the Senate and will probably get passed, I assume, in the next few weeks. And the only change there to election law would be that absentee voting by mail will now end on Tuesday, the week before the election, which would be October 27th, instead of when it's traditionally been for a number of years, which is the Saturday before the election. So that is a kind of major change that I just thought folks would be aware of.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Mrs. Bing, do you want to try again?
Can you hear me now?
We can.
Oh, excellent. Three things that I heard today I had some follow-up questions with. The mayor mentioned that we have an ungodly number of cases from my perspective in Willoughby Hills, and he mentioned that there was an age breakdown. I would be very interested in understanding if that was really kind of matching our census number. Like, are we mostly old people getting it? Are we young and old? Who's getting it in our city? Because that's sad. The second thing is, that's nice that Whisper's ready and got a committee going and everything. I was interested in how the vetting of volunteers is going, because I was hoping that we would know that we have some good volunteers set and ready as we post a sign saying it's ready to go again. And the third thing was, I ran to the library today because I saw that it was closing due to HVAC issues, and ran into the community center and thought, oh my God, it's because it's freezing. It felt like it was like 30 degrees in there. And they were shutting down, but they let me in. And since she had to reboot the computer for me to get my books, she was chatting about it with me, and it was hot. It was horrible in the library. So it's freezing cold elsewhere, horrible in there. And I think she was like, really kind of sad and disgusted that she had to close the library down. It didn't sound like this was the first time, because she knows that we're coming there, you know, Friday's a big day. There are a bunch of people, a bunch of books ready to be picked up by people. And so that's such a valuable, valuable thing, that library. So I hope that we can, you know, figure out some way to be a better landlord. So, but the age breaks and Whisper volunteer update would be greatly appreciated. And it was Jenna Bing, 36951 Beach Hills Drive. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. And then we'll move on then. Mr. Sewell, I see your hand. Go ahead.
A question in legislation. Ordinance 2020-39. Did that receive a suspension of rules prior to its adoption?
I'm sorry, what are you asking for, Mr. Sula?
Ordinance 2020-39. It was on second reading. Did that receive a suspension of rules?
No, it was on third reading.
Well, my record show was on second reading.
Okay.
The second
Sorry.
Reading was July 9th.
Yeah, it was on so third reading.
This
I don't have it in front of me, Frank, but I know I've read it at least twice, and this was the third time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will be closing public portion at 8:07 p.m. Is there any comments? Anybody want to respond to any of the questions posed during public portion at this time? Mm-hmm.
Mr. President?
Mr. Mayor?
Just to take a couple of things there. In response to Mrs. Fulton's comments, the Noise Abatement Council did meet this month. The report from Mr. Pratt, who's our representative, was generally that operations are down due to COVID issues, but you know, not much more than that. I think I'd forwarded you the report, but if, you know, I'll ask Glory to circulate it around to everybody and post it on the website, but generally just that operations were down. Secondly, with respect to Mrs. Bing's comments, I don't have our, you know, our census data as to how, you know, the city's demographics are. You know, I can tell you that the trend increasing has been in our younger population. I think our senior population is still staying sheltered a little bit more, but you know the general increase has been with the younger population. Then finally, with respect to the library, the issues there, there was a part that died while the library was shut down mid-March. It's an older system. Mr. Grubus and the city worked hard to order it and get it in as soon as possible. But it didn't make it in, you know, it took a little while to create the part. And you know, it did cause the library, I think, to lose a couple of days of operation back, I want to say it was in early June. The breakdown that happened here, as many of you know, we had some power outages over the weekend, particularly in the western two-thirds of the city. Unfortunately, with the power surges, some equipment was damaged. We're actually looking to make an insurance claim for the city. HVAC equipment at City Hall and the Community Center. And we also did have an issue with one of the elevator, with the elevator equipment. I think it was the circuit board at the Community Center. So while it's unfortunate that the library had to close, you know, it's really something that we couldn't prepare for with the power surges. I am meeting with the library's director tomorrow to talk about HVAC issues and other things. And I met with the library last month as well. I think we've got a great relationship with them. I do not consider us being a bad landlord at all. I think they've got a very favorable lease, and we do everything we can to support them. So if anyone has any further questions, please feel free to contact my office.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Council President.
Councilwoman Taylor Draper.
I'd like to respond to Mrs. Bing's question. I'm hoping that I'm not suggesting that on August 1st, we're ready to start raking leaves. August 1st was a target date for the opening of our process. So right now we're starting to get the committee in line and to start getting things ready. If we do get a service application August 2nd, I'm sure that resident will be, the whole process will be explained to him or her and letting them know that we will be getting to it. So it's not that we'll start raking leaves on August 1st, it's just that the process will be open.
Thank you, Councilwoman Taylor Draper. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we will move on to for the good of the order, for the good of the community. Does anybody have anything for either of those?
Mr. President.
Council Vice President Klein.
As everyone knows and is aware, and as the mayor commented, there's been a lot of power failures in and around the city going back, I think, now to early June. I contacted CEI. They actually called me back twice this week. And I wanted to make them aware of the fact that this has been citywide and it's been going on for quite a while. They've opened an investigation. They said they'll get back, they think sometime in August, with a report as to why all these non-weather related occurrences have come up. When they do, I will bring this information back to council.
Thank you, Council Vice President Klein. All right, so I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion from Councilwoman Fellows and a second from Councilwoman Taylor Draper to adjourn the meeting. Is clerk, please call the roll.
Councilman Fellows?
Yes.
Council President Hallam?
Yes.
Councilman Jarmuskovich?
Yes.
Council Vice President Klein?
Yes.
Councilman Connect?
Yes.
Councilman Taylor Draper?
Yes.
And Councilman Sakir?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned at 8:13 p.m. Thank you, everyone, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a good recess.
Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Bye. Happy birthday, Mr. Hallam.
Yeah, all right. See you guys.